Blog Talk Radio.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, down on the corner. You stumbled into Atiba Voices Radio. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for Night of Music. We are, let's see, I should get the other credits. We are Atiba Voices, a group inside the writing site allpoetry.com. We have shows most every night of the week. It's usually about writing, poetry, but tonight it's about music, and I've been waiting for this night because it's one of my favorite bands when I was growing up, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. They grew up, or they formed the band, probably about 10 miles from where I was raised, so they're a local band to me. They played at Woodstock. No other members ever played in the group. There's four of them: John Fogerty, Tommy's brother Tom Fogerty, Stu Cook, who was the bass player, and Doug Clifford was the drummer. Solid sound. Everything was about John Fogerty's voice, though. Like I said, I'm Jay Hatter. With me is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah. How are you?
Hanging in. How are you?
I'm okay. Sorry about the game.
game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasy football. Less than a point. I feel guilty. But back to Creedence Clearwater Revival. What a band. I just found a fact on them that I did not know. Their compilation albums, like their gold, you know, gold, Beatles gold or whatever. It's a compilation of their best hits. Hit platinum 12 times. Jeez, I don't know if anybody has done that. 12-time platinum, that's pretty good. CCR, one of the very first album I ever bought was Green River, Creedence Clearwater. I had Bad Moon Rising, Green River, Stuck in Lodi again, Commotion, and on and on. Anyway, great band. The first album I ever bought, Creedence Clearwater Revival, I think I paid $3.95 for it. It's a band that's basically had its own inter-band problems. Let me pull up the, I want to make sure I get this right. The number here. The number here is, if I can remember, 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. If you have a something to say about Creedence Clearwater, or you remember them, or how you held them, if you had any of their albums, there's quite a few of them. Deborah, are you still there? Do you have Creedence Clearwater albums, tapes, posters, anything?
But no, I don't.
No.
I
no,
like
Creedence.
Them. I know all the words, but I don't have.
No, all the words. Yeah, they were formed in El Cerrito, California, which is north of Berkeley, which is just north of Pinole, California, where I grew up, by the Cartoonist Bridge. Green River, there was some subject or some question of where Green River was. Green River was a place called Poutah Creek. Was a runoff from the bottom of Lake Berryessa, which is one of the big, I think it's the biggest lake in California, right to the base of the dam. There's a little creek. It's like a green belt. You're in this steep canyon where it's all green. Nothing dries out too fast. It's absolutely beautiful. They call it Green River. He called it Green River, but it's Poutah Creek, P-U-T-A-H Creek. I can see why he wrote about it in the album. It's the same out. In that album, they have Stuck in Lodi again. Stuck in Lodi, and that is also just about 20 minutes south of me, Lodi, California. But simple, in the early days, John Fogerty had a bad habit of making sounds rather than lyrics that rhymed or fit. He would just sort of grunt. It was a habit that he picked up. I can't remember where or how he picked it up. But when he got, when he started getting under contract, he had to have some words. So he had to go back and make some legitimate lyrics. He's not the only one that's done that. There's other members that have done that too, just sort of grunted their way through a poetry session. And like any other band, they're poets. If they're songwriters, they're poets. And that's what we call ourselves, basically, poetry group. So I loaded up a bunch of music. Some of the great, you know what, I'm going to pull that page up. Well, I'll do that after. Let's see. There's a, I'll see if I can find it here. Put a spell on you. Run Through the Jungle. Tombstone Shadow. Born on the Bayou. Fortunate Son. That's the first song I ever learned to play. So I'm going to push the button here. Play Fortunate Son. Watch your volume because it gets a little loud sometimes. It's hard to turn up and down here. So Fortunate Son. The war protest song. CCR.
Some folks are born made.
forward to this one. Talking about the draft. Creedence Clearwater Revival dominated the charts in the late 60s and the early 70s. Like I said, formed in El Cerrito, California, the John Fogerty lead guitarist and lead singer. Rhythm guitarist, Tom Fogerty. Bass player was Stu Cook. The drummer, Doug Clifford. They played together since 1959 as the Blue Velvets, later as the Gollywogs, before settling on Creedence Clearwater Revival in 1967. The band's most prolific and successful period between 1969 and 71 produced 14 consecutive top 10 singles, many of which were double A sides, and 5 consecutive top 10 albums in the United States, 2 of which, Green River, 1969, and Cosmos Factory, in 1970, reached number 1. The band performed at the 1969 Woodstock Festival in upstate New York and was the first major act signed to appear there. CCR disbanded in late 1972 after 4 years of chart-topping success. Tom Fogerty had left the previous year, and John was at odds with the remaining members over matters of business and artistic control, all of which results in lawsuits among the 4 bandmates. You know, and that was sad to hear. I think the first rift was between Tom and John. Tom accused John of having too much power with the group of where they were going band-wise. Like I said, the business part of it. When Tom died, John was really upset that they never settled things from the lawsuits and everything, and they never talked to him. He said that he just remembered the being kids. You know, he really regretted that. I do remember when the band members all lawyered up. John had gone, and I think he was formed the Blue Ridge Mountain Boys, if I have my memory serves me right, in which he played all the instruments and sang the songs and everything. But the lawyers of the rest of the group get an injunction that he could not sing, or he couldn't play, because they sounded too much like Creedence Clearwater. That's sort of ironic. He was told that he couldn't play his own music because he sounds too much like Creedence Clearwater, a previous band. Well, he was Creedence, the voice. You know, that was the most ridiculous thing that ever. Anyway, 1993, Creedence was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Though the band was never reunited, John Fogerty continues to perform CCR songs as part of his solo act, while Cook, Stu Cook, and Clifford have performed as Creedence Clearwater Revisited since the 1990s. CCR's Creedence Clearwater Revival's music remains a staple of United States classic rock radio airplay. 28 million CCR records have been sold in the U.S. alone. My Lord. The compilation album, Chronicle, the 20 Greatest Hits, originally released in 1976, is still on the Billboard's 200 album chart and reached the 600-week mark in August 2022. 10 million copies sold in the U.S. as of that would be between 1993 and 2022. That's ridiculous. The Blue Velvets. Okay, and some of the past. John Fogerty and Doug Clifford and Stu Cook met at Portola. I know where that is. Junior high school in El Cerrito, California, calling themselves the Blue Velvets. The trio played instrumentals and jukebox standards. And back John's older brother, Tom, at recordings and performances before he joined the band. I didn't know Tom was older. I can relate to that. Older brother doesn't like younger brother being more popular. The band had also released three singles, the second of which was picked up by Casey Kasem, who worked at KEWB Oakland. In 1964, they signed with Fantasy Records, an independent jazz label in San Francisco. The band was attracted to the label after hearing a recording of Vince Guaraldi, that's Pat Benatar's husband, called Cast Your Fate to the Wind, and the label was released to national success. I thought they were together longer, but, you know, when you're a kid, time goes by a little slower. The older you get, the faster it goes. Is that right, Deb? Speeds up, passes you by.
Absolutely. Sure does.
Yeah. There's a day that you probably won't remember the day, the hour, or the month, but you'll remember the time of your life when time is no longer a friend of yours. You know, when you're young, you go, oh, I got plenty of time, plenty of time. And, God, we told us, but, oh, okay, 1966. The song Fortunate Son is a war protest song. It's about the draft, about the government wanting you, but there's no senator's sons that ever went. That's the lyrics. I'm no senator's son. When he comes to the door, he's pointing his finger at you because he wants more, more, more. Let me get to the... Deb, you had mentioned something to me earlier. Did somebody pass away, the band member?
You know how Sweet Pea and I are in the Hive battle for the Rapper's Freestyle group?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our fearless leader for the Rap Free group was suicide suspect. And for years, he's been given angry poets a place to vent and helping more people than I can count. And because of the impression he made on everyone, I've been sponsoring all his tournaments with points for years now. And I was sitting here waiting for him to yell at me because I missed the deadline for the Hive. And I just found out that the reason he hasn't inboxed me to yell at me is because he died way, way, way too young. And that's all I can say right now.
Okay, understood. It's sad when a fellow colleague or somebody that you've worked with for years. That's sad. But yeah, I'm sorry, Dad.
Thanks, Adam.
Get back to, I put a song on here. I hope it got put on. It's called Traveling Band. I wonder if it got to, maybe I didn't. Oh, shoot. Okay. But they do this. There's a song called Traveling Band. John wrote about Little Richard. When Little Richard became famous, he had his own plane, a 727 or something, and his entourage was just a mass of people. So he wrote what it was about. The lyrics go, 727 coming out of the sky, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I want to move. That's all about Little Richard. But I failed to request that. So let's go.
Adding it now.
CCR, let's go. Oh, you're getting it now? Okay.
Yeah, it'll be
right
there
now,
in just
I'm gonna
a moment.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play one other one. I'm going to play Run Through the Jungle. Yeah. I guess it stopped playing. can't hear it.
Must have been
CCR,
all the CCR.
Good.
If you hit refresh, the other one's in there.
Okay. In fact, we'll go ahead and refresh. I wore the hell out of that first album I had, Green River. You could do that with the old vinyl. And let's see. Is it going to be at the very end? Oh, there it is. I got it. Like I said, Traveling Band, it's about John Fogerty's impression or description of Little Richard. Back in the day when songs were about a minute and a half long, Creedence either played the short ones like that, or they were like Susie Q, 26 minutes long. Some of the albums, the studio albums of Creedence started in 1968, Creedence Clearwater Revival, 1968, then Bayou Country in 69, Green River also in 69, Willie and the Poor Boys in 69, Cosmos Factory in 70, Pendulum 1970, and Mardi Gras in 72. And like I said, the compilation was Pendulum, and it went platinum 12 times. My God. The I've got a bunch of trivia here. Come on. About the There it goes. About the name. Here it goes. I guess it was Stu Cook and Tom hated the name the Gollywogs. They had, come on, they had the other names that they were thinking of being called before they picked. If I can find it. Well, anyway, I remember Creedence Clearwater song being part of commercials more than any, probably more than the Beatles at the time. I don't think you could find a band that was played more than Creedence, like I said, in the late 60s and early 70s. If you had an album collection, you had to have Green River on it, or Cosmos Factory. But I'll have to find that in my notes. Being that I only have one arm that I could use, it's not my right. My handwriting is, can you believe it, worse than it was? Dead? No, I really can't read it.
Hard to believe.
I know. Okay. Says me what was, there it goes. On the other side. Is it Scorpio? We had, I remember, let's see, I was in middle school, and our graduation, songs was, I believe, it was Green River. I'm trying to find the, oh my. Okay. They also did a revision of a couple songs that made the song even bigger. Proud Mary, a Tina Turner song. And they also did I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which is a Marvin Gaye. Actually, Barry, Barry had written a song for Gladys Knight and the Pips. But Marvin Gaye grabbed it and made it a mega hit, and then Creedence grabbed it. So a song that went crossed over into different genres. Okay. I mentioned that John Fogerty had written lyrics that were just basically sounds. He just grunted in the lyrics during different songs. I don't think there's any bigger band that had more people thought the lyrics had said something else, like Bad Moon Arising. There's a Bad Moon Rising. People thought there's a bathroom on the right. Bad Moon on the Rise. That is a bathroom on the right. Struck in Lodi was actually a true story of heading down Highway 99. And their bus broke down in Lodi. So he wrote the song Stuck in Lodi Again. they were talking about when they were changing their name from the Gollywogs. Tom Fogerty and Stu Cook said it was their name that they picked, Creedence Clearwater Revival, was weirder than Buffalo Springfield or Jefferson Airplane. Now, I know Buffalo Springfield with Steve Stills. They're in a diner, a cafe, or somewhere, and they were looking for a name for the band, and they looked at this. They saw a heavy equipment bulldozer type of equipment, and on the side of it, it said Buffalo Springfield. I think it was Springfield, Illinois. That's how they got it. So Creedence followed suit. I don't know the story of Jefferson Airplane, but that's what they did. Oh, shoot. That's what they did. The bands. Deb, I just kicked myself out of the studio. Can we play Suzy Q if you're there? Unless I get the studio back in my page.
Yep, I sure can.
Suzy Q.
Here it comes.
My kind of song. Thank you very much.
Oh, Suzy Q.
Suzy Q. Creedence. Definitely a band that you, when you hear a song being played by them, you know it's them. No question that it Creedence Clearwater. I'm going to play Green River. Poutah Creek is the actual Green River. Green River.
Thank you. Green River. We're having a multitude of problems. I'm sure you don't want to hear about
it. Okay, John. Rolling Stones ranked CCR 82nd of its 100 greatest artists of all time. 2003, Rolling Stones' 500 greatest albums of all time included Green River at number 95, Cosmos Factory at number 265, and Willie and the Poor Boys at 392. In 2004, on their 500 greatest songs of all time list, Rolling Stones included Fortunate Son at number 99, Proud Mary at 155, Who'll Stop the Rain at 188, Bad Moon Rising at 355. According to the acclaimed music, they are the 61st most celebrated artists in popular music history. Fortunate Son was added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry list of sound recordings that, quote, are culturally, historically, and aesthetically important, unquote. Fortunate Son, Proud Mary, and Cosmos Factory have all been included into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Proud Mary is ranked at number 39 on the VH1's 100 Greatest Rock Songs list. Bad Moon Rising is also number 363. And the members, John Fogerty, the lead guitarist, lead singer. He also played keyboards, harmonica, and saxophone. When he was the Blue Mountain Daredevils, which was nothing but John Fogerty in the studio. He did all the, he played all the instruments, wrote all the music, did all the mixing. And the Golly Mogs. Okay, I'll get back to the studio here so we can make sure to get the music played. Green River Traveling Band, Susie Q, Proud Mary. Let's play Proud Mary. Unmuted, Rolling on the River, Proud Mary. Great song. Looking at the different genres they're considered in, from swamp rock to rockabilly to country rock, blues rock, southern rock. You'd think they were born in the Louisiana Bayou. But no. Let's see, running through the jungle. Okay, one of the best songs, or more celebrated songs, have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me
W-F-A-C-B-R-A-N.
For that reason, it's one of my favorite tracks, so glad you're here to listen.
Don't know who that was. Have you ever seen the rain? Great song. Okay, let's see. If you're just tuning in, well, this is a tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm Jay Hatter, along with Deborah Lee. Having a break from the poetry, just playing some music. Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of my favorite bands growing up, for sure. I want to make sure to get this in. We're going to put on one of the, let me see if I can brace this. Watch your ears, because this one's going to be maybe a little loud. Let me turn it down if I can. Oh, got to go. Put a spell on you.
Yeah!
Okay, I found that little bit on the name, 1967, Sal Zanitz, bought Fantasy Records and offered the band a chance to record an album. Having hated the name the Gollywogs from day one, the band decided on their own name, Creedence Clearwater Revival. There was three tiers to it. According to interviews with band members 20 years later, the name's elements came in three sources. Tom Fogerty's friend, Creedence Newball, whose name they had changed to form the word Creedence, as in Creed. So that was the first part of it. The television commercial for Olympia Brewing Company, Clearwater, and the four members' renewed commitment to their band rejected it was Creedence, and then Clearwater, and Revival. Rejected contenders for the band's name included Muddy Rabbit, Gossamer Wump, Creedence Newball, and The Ruby. I think they chose right. Stu Cook described the name as weirder than Buffalo Springfield or Jefferson Airplane. In early 68, the band began playing regularly at the local San Francisco area clubs. The venues included Dino and Carlos, the Avalon Ballroom, and the Fillmore West. Later, the first appearance in New York City at the Fillmore East. And with that note, come on. There it is. Get my thumb off the screen. Put a spell on you. We could play Tombstone Shadow. Or have you seen? Put a spell on you. Yeah, let's go Tombstone Shadow. I just had it. There it is. Tombstone Shadow, CCR.
This song I wrote last summer sometime. We were playing in San Bernardino. We went and saw a fortune teller, and he laid it on me right where it all was. So I wrote a song called Tombstone Shadow.
Across my past, who's gonna shine?
Queen Corn Shadow, CCR. With all the record sales and the number top 10, top 50, top 20, whatever, in the 4 years the band was together, they never had a number one single in the U.S. However, they did have 13 songs that reached the top 40, including 5 singles that hit number 2, and also had a, in the U.K., number 1 with Bad Moon Rising. Suzy Q was the band's only top 40 hit that wasn't written by Tom Fogerty. The band holds the record for the most number of number 2 chart hits without ever having had a number 1. They reached the runner-up slot with Proud Mary, Bad Moon Rising, Green River, Who'll Stop the Rain, and Looking Out My Back Door. But number 2, they couldn't have another. Couldn't get. Well, they had quite a competition. I mean, you had Three Dog Night, The Guess Who. Those were huge bands back at the same time. So trying to get to number 1 was Okay, inducted in 1993 to the Hall of Fame, along in the same year as Cream, The Doors, Etta James, Van Morrison, Sly and the Family Stone. So that was a great company to be inducted. Deborah, you're awfully quiet.
Sorry, Hattie.
I know. I was going to ask if you wanted to add anything to it, because we went through the songs, did a little history on CCR. I didn't want to get into the lawsuits because they just got ugly. Some of the most ridiculous judgments I had ever heard. He sounded too much like himself, so some judge ordered him he couldn't play music. Sounded too much like CCR. First time that ever happened. Well, we have one more song, I believe, and then we'll pack up and get out of here. Let me make sure we close it. You'll find out the Born on the Bayou. Born on the Bayou, CCR. Enjoy. Rolling on the Bayou. CCR. I can't tell when the damn music stops. How's that? But Deborah, I want to thank you for hanging with me tonight. I'm Jay Harrier.
Sure.
I'm the host of Hatter's Music Box. We'll do this again with a different band. As far as ATOV, A Team of Voices, we have tomorrow night will be A.P. Taylor, the man from Snowy River, the man from Down Under, the Wizard of Oz, my friend, and Deborah Lee, my little sister, my friend, and myself tomorrow night for Open Poetry.
We're off tomorrow. He's out of the country.
That's right.
The next show is actually Sunday night with JCA, Murder and Mayhem, and check out his topic. And then on my show Monday will be the Melbourne Cup, and A.P. Taylor will be assigning horses. So sign up to get your horse before we run out of horses. It's our annual
All
event.
Right.
So,
it's been a year.
Just go to the topic board and put your name on a comment line. You don't get to choose your horse. He does random drawings, and he assigns them to the people who sign up, and they get assigned first come, first serve. And when he's out of horses, he's out of horses. So,
okay.
And he gives away lots
of
points.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Pretty popular every year, and he does a really great job at announcing the races for us. So we have Murder and Mayhem Sunday and an annual horse race on Monday.
Cool. Sounds good. I want to thank everybody that's going to listen, everybody that's listening. I'm sure you're there, the millions of people that tune in. We are in 75 countries now. Is that right, Deb? 75?
Yes, we are.
75 countries around the world. So we're picking up. We are an international group. How about that? It is free to join our group. If you're interested, you go to allpoetry.com, find the groups tab, and find us ATOV, A Team of Voices. We're right at the top since it starts with A. Knock on the door, Deborah will let you in, and see what we're all about. Got something to say, got something to write, please. Jen, we are a family-orientated group, I must say, disclaimer. So thank you, Deb. We'll do this again next time. Patty's Music Box. And everybody just be, what is it, Tud and Bill says, be excellent to each other. See you guys. Bye, Deb.
Great show, Hatter. Love and reach to everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.